Tim Cook, Apple employees feel afraid in their own skin. By Lucas Nolan on June 1, 2020. On Sunday, Apple CEO Tim Cook sent a memo to employees addressing the recent killing of George Floyd, which has sparked protests across the United States. According to Cook's letter, Apple employees have told him they feel afraid. Afraid in your communities, afraid in your daily lives. And, most cruelly of all, afraid in your own skin. CNBC reports that Apple CEO Tim Cook addressed the killing of George Floyd in a memo sent to company employees on Sunday. Following the recent death of George Floyd, mass protests have begun across the country, which Breitbart News has reported on extensively. In a memo to employees, Cook condemned the killing of Floyd and called for the creation of a better, more just world for everyone. Cook added that, "We can have no society worth celebrating unless we can guarantee freedom from fear for every person who gives this country their love, labor and life." According to Cook, "I have heard from so many of you that you feel afraid. Afraid in your communities, afraid in your daily lives. And, most cruelly of all, afraid in your own skin." Cook further stated that racial injustice exists in the United States, including in our criminal justice system, and in the disproportionate toll of disease on black and brown communities. Apple reportedly closed some of its stores in the United States this weekend as protests in many cities turned violent and looting began. According to the letter to employees, Apple will be making donations to groups including the Equal Justice Initiative and will be matching employee donations 2-for-1. Cook's full letter can be read below. Team. Right now, there is a pain deeply etched in the soul of our nation and in the hearts of millions. To stand together, we must stand up for one another and recognize the fear, hurt, and outrage rightly provoked by the senseless killing of George Floyd and a much longer history of racism. That painful past is still present today, not only in the form of violence, but in the everyday experience of deeply rooted discrimination. We see it in our criminal justice system, in the disproportionate toll of disease on black and brown communities, in the inequalities in neighborhood services and the educations our children receive. While our laws have changed, the reality is that their protections are still not universally applied. We've seen progress since the America I grew up in, but it is similarly true that communities of color continue to endure discrimination and trauma. I have heard from so many of you that you feel afraid. Afraid in your communities, afraid in your daily lives, and, most cruelly of all, afraid in your own skin. We can have no society worth celebrating unless we can guarantee freedom from fear for every person who gives this country their love, labor and life. At Apple, our mission has and always will be to create technology that empowers people to change the world for the better. We've always drawn strength from our diversity, welcomed people from every walk of life to our stores around the world, and strive to build an Apple that is inclusive of everyone. But together, we must do more. Today, Apple is making donations to a number of groups, including the Equal Justice Initiative, a nonprofit committed to challenging racial injustice, ending mass incarceration, and protecting the human rights of the most vulnerable people in American society. For the month of June, and in honor of the Juneteenth holiday, we'll also be matching 2-for-1 all employee donations via Benevity. To create change, we have to re-examine our own views and actions in light of a pain that is deeply felt but too often ignored. Issues of human dignity will not abide standing on the sidelines. To our colleagues in the Black community, we see you. You matter, your lives matter, and you are valued here at Apple. For all of our colleagues hurting right now, please know that you are not alone, and that we have resources to support you. It's more important than ever to talk to one another, and to find healing in our common humanity. We also have free resources that can help, including our employee assistance program and mental health resources you can learn about on the People site. This is a moment when many people may want nothing more than a return to normalcy, or to a status quo that is only comfortable if we avert our gaze from injustice. As difficult as it may be to admit, that desire is itself a sign of privilege. George Floyd's death is shocking and tragic proof that we must aim far higher than a normal future, and build one that lives up to the highest ideals of equality and justice. In the words of Martin Luther King, "Every society has its protectors of status quo and its fraternities of the indifferent who are notorious for sleeping through revolutions." Today, our very survival depends on our ability to stay awake, to adjust to new ideas, to remain vigilant and to face the challenge of change. With every breath we take, We must commit to being that change, and to creating a better, more just world for everyone. Tim. Breitbart News will continue to report on the Silicon Valley Masters of the Universe. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.